This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio Free Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to 93.3 CFMU Radio. This is Progressive Voices. I'm Riaz Sianimalji. Today I'm joined over the phone by Mike Garrett. Mike is a passionate animal advocate who believes strongly in principles of anti-captivity. He has recently become active against Marineland. Mike has recently been hit with a $1.5 million lawsuit by the park, and he joins me here tonight to discuss this further. All right, Mike, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you, Riaz.
Mike, to begin, could you tell us about your lawsuit as much as you can based on the legal requirements, and why do you believe Marineland has targeted you?
Well, the lawsuit is a typical slap suit. It's a strategic lawsuit against public participation. I think that Marineland is really feeling the pressure. Anybody that's been by the park this year has certainly seen maybe even a drop in attendance. So they're out to fight anybody who's opposing the park. How I have anything to do with that is beyond me. I'm just an average citizen. I'm not an activist, like a professional activist by any means. I recently became involved in this issue, and I think that they see me as one of the worst things that can happen, an engaged citizen that can come out and start action on his own and get educated on the topic, and they don't certainly want to see that spread. So I think in their eyes, that could be a very bad thing.
This could even be interpreted as personal in a sense, because there was an incident between yourself and the owner of Marineland, John Holder, that was captured on video. Could you tell us about that, Mike?
Yeah, at the very beginning of my action in the early part of June, actually on the very first day, I was standing on public property at the exit outside of Marineland, handing out leaflets in a very non-confrontational manner. People are leaving the park, they're tired, they have their children and their families with them. The point of handing out a leaflet is just to provide them with public information. It's not a confrontational action by any means. And Mr. Holder came out with several members of his security or people that work for him, very large guys, burly guys, and they began to harass and intimidate me and kind of push me out and block me with their bodies from handing out the leaflets. There's a lot of threats made that were not captured on camera, but Mr. Holder at one time that was captured on camera came up to me and started blocking me with his body along with another security guy, and he turned to me and he said he wished he had a knife. I repeated that back to him. I said, "Oh, you wish you had a knife?" And I said, "Would you stab me, John?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'd bury you right here." So that was captured on video. I made a complaint to the regional police. Not only was the threat made, but also these guys were pushing into me and blocking my body. I mean, I could consider that assault and battery. So I made a complaint to the regional police about that, and they investigated it, apparently. This is not the first time John Holder has, threatened or intimidated or harassed protesters. Been known to do that in the past. The police investigated and decided that they would not lay charges. They said there was not enough evidence, even though this time there was video evidence of it. So I'm not sure if this lawsuit is part of the reason of this lawsuit is a little bit of retaliation for my instigating the police investigation, but it's possible.
Wow, that's really, really shocking. The owner of Marineland makes a death threat against you, and it's captured on video. I've seen the video. It's very clear, and the police don't see that as enough evidence. That's really shocking.
Yeah, I mean, it's shocking if you don't know the situation, but once you read up on Marineland, you read up on their 50-year history. Their history is littered with a systematic pattern of abuse of not only animals, but people, the environment, the political system, the legal system. So once you kind of get a picture of what this company is about here in Niagara, it's not shocking really in the least, because this is how he's acted in the past, and I'm sure he'll continue to act in the future.
It's disturbing, this whole process, as you're laying it out for us. Mike, I wanted to know as well, this is the sixth lawsuit Marineland has filed in the last 8 months, and a lot of their lawsuits have received national coverage, yet yours hasn't been receiving the same coverage, especially in the mainstream media here in Canada. And what happened with some of the other lawsuits is that Marineland would leak their statement of claim to the press. Why do you think Marineland hasn't done that in this case?
That's a very good question, Riaz. I'm not really sure. I would have to guess that it's probably a little bit more difficult for them to shape this one, shape the optics of the story. As I mentioned, I don't have the cachet of being a whistleblower or I'm not a leader of any organized activist group. I'm not the Toronto Star. I don't have deep pockets. I'm just an average citizen. I'm an average person that decided to get actively involved in it. So I think that it's hard for them to really be exposed in the public for what this is. And it really shows that they are the bullies that they are by coming after just an average person like myself, who does not have big resources to draw on for fundraising or media attention or anything like that. So I think it's protecting their image in a way. I mean, they certainly are targeting me. They certainly are going after me. They certainly are pursuing the matter. They're very serious about it, but I don't think they really want the story getting out as widely as they were able to do with the other lawsuits. I mean, they went on a smear campaign with the whistleblowers. And, of course, there's no love lost between Marineland and Marineland Animal Defense and the lawsuit they have with co-founder Dylan Powell. So I think they've not been able to shape this lawsuit the way they wanted to, and that could be a reason why it's not receiving the attention. They have not leaked out that information.
And, Mike, how has this lawsuit affected you personally? As you said, you are, in your own words, an average citizen, an average guy who decided to get involved, and now this massive corporation has hit you with a $1.5 million lawsuit.
Well, it's certainly intimidating. I mean, it's a very big process in, you know, the legal process. It's not designed for just normal average people. I mean, the more I learn about it, the more I do my own research and try to explore educating myself in what I would need to do to defend myself. It's really set up for people who have money. I mean, it does seem that way. I mean, even just filing simple court papers, even if I were to defend myself, the fees for filing court papers can be very high as well, and I'm sure Marineland's lawyers know that. So that's what these lawsuits are designed for. I mean, and that's why the Ontario government is looking in and drafting anti-SLAPP legislation that will hopefully be coming out very soon, because the system is not designed for people like me to take on a giant corporation like that, and they know that. So the feeling that I get is somewhat of concern, obviously, anxiety. A few sleepless nights over it. But on the other hand, too, when I feel that I'm in the right, and in this situation, I certainly have 100% feeling that I am in the right. I have a right to freedom of expression and to stand on public property. I feel somewhat confident that this case could go farther than maybe the rest, quicker, and get rid of it sooner.
And Mike, lastly, how can our listeners contribute to any legal fees you might have, as well as show support during this time?
Well, I want to thank everybody who has shown support already. There's been a lot of people, complete strangers, on social media, and it's been really touching to hear from a lot of people and hear about their support. And, of course, a lot of people have also helped me with my legal defense fund, which has been set up as well. So my legal defense fund, obviously, is to counter Marineland's limitless resources when it comes to lawyers. My family is, you know, to have a really pricey lawyer or even someone competent to defend me, it's very costly. So that's a little bit beyond my family's means. So I have set up a fund. It's Mike Garrett, two R's and two T's, Mike Garrett Defense Fund at gmail.com. So people can donate via PayPal to that address, or also they can do Interact, like if they can do Secure Interact. If you go to interact.ca, they can also send money that way, just to that address as well.
Awesome. Michael, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. And I wish you all the best with this lawsuit, and hopefully everything can be resolved quickly and you can be out back on the front lines against Marineland.
Well, thanks very much for having me on, Riaz.
This is Progressive Voices on 93.3 CFMU Radio. Progressive Voices is also available online at news site rabble.ca. You can access Progressive Voices at www.rabble.ca/podcasts/progressive-voices, where you can find all of the show's episodes uploaded as MP3 files. You can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Take care, and I'll talk to you next week.